Well, well, well.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, usually I hop upon these things and I got an intro song and, you know, everything is planned out, but today is not that day. Today, in fact, is a different day. Let me see if I can change up my mind.
Yeah, I think this one should work just a bit better than the last one. Hopefully I can be heard. You know, this is a quick impromptu show. I probably put the link out a little bit later to the audio content of this show. But it's been bothering me, so to speak, the fact that I've had a channel flag. And it wasn't just one time, it was several times, which leads me to believe that my whole time out spending in the streets, somebody literally sat there flagging all my videos the same kind of way. I know what that is and what it entails. It takes time, effort, dedication to sit down and flag an individual's video, particularly with the specific flags that were given to me. You have to sit there and go through a rigorous process on YouTube in order to do this. And at this point, if you guys have the time to do that, more power to you. If you have the presence to do that, more power to you. Hey, hold on, this shit might be muted. Trolls on this shit is crazy. No, I don't want to open link. I just want to hear my shit. Either way, it is what it is. Hopefully this one can be heard. If not, I have to do it again on another way. Either way, like I was saying, these instances that we find ourselves in, these places of questionability, where we have to conceptualize a way to get our message out or to have the same amount of fun, but being that the place that we choose to have fun is under attack, it makes no sense to continue doing shows this type of way or to continue creating platforms or ways to entertain the crowd this way. I can't continue to, you know, create channels and try to drive traffic over there because, you know, someone is hurt from a Draco video or they're just in the mix of flagging. Damn, that shit was loud. They're in their feelings regarding some situation or another. I can't keep up. I gotta be honest. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm way too busy to keep creating channels and to kind of drive people over there to come and, you know, catch these missing episodes or excerpts that they might have missed to be entertained. I'm not going to keep doing that for the people around here, being that there's one or two individuals who like to just flag channels entirely. And I've come to the conclusion that these individuals who are doing what they're doing are only doing it because maybe they don't have the presence. Maybe they don't have the candor, the caliber, conversation. Maybe they just can't hold the show. Maybe they just don't command or demand the attention that it takes to provide one of these type of shows. I look at it as a tactic to place yourself at the top. I look at it as a strategy to make yourself more relevant. You know, and if it's working for you, I hope that it is. I'm not one of the main YouTubers. I'm not one of those who get 100s to the crowds or anything like that. I just do what I gotta do and say what I gotta say. You feel what I'm saying? I clap back when I gotta clap back, or I get into it with who I gotta get into whenever I feel like getting into it. My thing is, man, you guys taking it to a whole nother level of, I can't keep up. I don't have that lame factor inside me. I'm not that corny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not that weak in the game to where I want to flag down your video or anything associated or trying to make me look bad. I want to take that out of the realm of conversation because, you know, I have to defend that and I don't want to defend that. It's just like, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. At the end of the day, you corny. You're weak. You're lame. It is what it is, man. You know, at the end of the day, you did what you did, and you're going to continue to do what you do. A lot of you people are going to be who you are, lames. You're going to be entertained by reactions for the people you flag down, and then you're going to go live and laugh that you're this, that, and the third. I mean, if that makes you feel good about yourself, if that makes you feel prestigious, if that's, you know what I mean, what you're on, then be on that. Be on that. A lot of people are going to take the blame for me getting flagged down. A lot of you are going to catch my wrath. You're going to have to understand that Tube is one platform, and it's minor, minuscule, does not reach out to a broader audience. I personally have been keeping the things that go on in YouTube land. I don't personally project it or make sure that other people outside of this realm can hear it. But I feel at this point in time, since we're going to take me out of the YouTube arena, then I'll just go back to my arena, but I'm going to take your fuck shit with me. So remember, I am media-driven. I've learned from Fox, CNN, MSNBC how to spin media in the direction that I want it to go. I know how to make your media fit a narrative or a story that I want it to fit. I've taken back to writing small little blogs, and I just fear for the YouTube community now at this point. It was better to leave me be going live with several live channels because it would take me away from sitting down and editing audios and excerpts and things like that. It would have done that for you. But you've taken me out of that point, so good luck with whatever you deem necessary. I'm going to have fun with some of you.